A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him, and he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it all at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember a priest in the seminary who said, "This is the only gospel that already includes the homily. So let's just move forward. It's like Jesus has already explained the whole thing, so there's really nothing more to be said." But I wanted to go a little bit further into this idea about planting seeds. We're having this event here this evening, and not everybody can come because I've got to feed everybody. But if there's an interfaith event happening this evening, and I belong to this group called Sharing Sacred Spaces, and it's an interfaith. We go to 6 different churches, and we share our faith to people from other religions. And one of the things we did is, in preparation for our last dialogue meeting, was we were given this instruction where you need to sit in front of a mirror for 30 minutes and just keep asking the question, "Who are you?" Has anybody ever tried this? To sit in front of a mirror, look at yourself in the eye and say, "Who are you?" It's impossible. It is something you might be able to endure, at least me. I mean, I guess if you really are captivated with yourself, it might work. But I think the whole point of this exercise is that we're not really supposed to be captivated with ourselves. We're supposed to recognize flaws. We're supposed to realize that, you know, we don't have all the answers and that we are vulnerable even to ourselves. At least I'm hoping that was the result of this question, because otherwise I missed the point. But we are a bundle of emotions and impressions, and not only our own impressions, but our image that is determined by so many people in our lives, by negative or positive feedback. I'm the kind of person, if I get one complaint, it outweighs a dozen good ones, good messages. So this year, I'm trying to focus on this idea of full, active, conscious participation in the faith. This comes from Vatican II, the way we're supposed to enter into liturgy, fully, consciously, and actively, which is what was not happening before Vatican II in the church. And I asked myself, how do I apply that principle to this gospel today? And I realized that I have always thought about this gospel as being the soil, which I think is what kids do. Maybe I've been operating out of this childish understanding about what this gospel means. Am I good soil? Am I among thorns? Am I on the rocky path? Who are the birds that are going to come and steal me away? And I don't think maybe that's the entire point. Because Jesus, remember, is explaining it to his disciples, who are the ones that are supposed to go out and sow the seeds. And if you and I are going to be Christ in the world today, then we're not going to be the soil receiving the seeds. We already have a different job. That's to plant, to make sure that those seeds get out there. So we have the opportunity. What kind of seeds have you been sowing lately? That's a good question. Of encouragement or discouragement? Are you the kind of person that sows doubt in people? Even the possibility that God hears them. I thought maybe charity might be seeds, but I think that's actually the act of throwing the seed, isn't it? Because of God's love, he throws that seed everywhere, even on rocky soil, knowing what's going to be the outcome. He wants to give everybody a chance. I think compassion is the fertilizer of growth, so I wouldn't say that. Because where there's no compassion, there's no relationship to grow into. And wherever there is compassion, you're never alone. But I think it's important to say that the seed is planted everywhere, not only on the good soil. God is not being thrifty in the way he plants. He's unconditional. So I wanted to tell you, I don't know if other priests do this or not, but I keep that gospel kind of playing in the back of my head all week long before I come to Mass on Sunday. And this week I was on vacation. Friends of mine and I, we went to Montreal and to Quebec. I don't know if you've ever been to those places. They're beautiful. But we left Friday morning. We left the hotel at 8 in the morning for an 11 o'clock flight to come back. We were going to be back by 12:30 on Friday. And the flight was delayed and delayed and delayed. And then about 6:30, they said, it's canceled. So then we go to the counter and they say, there's nothing we can do for you. Get on the phone. So they pointed us toward this little table with had about 12 phones and about 400 people waiting to use them. One lady came up and she said, I called the number they told me to call. And they said, this is the wrong number. So I went over to the counter and I identified who I was. I said, I'm not important. I said, but Sunday evening's not going to be good enough because I'm the only priest in the parish this weekend. And I don't know what I'm going to do if I can't get back. And so the young man who was working, at first he was kind of resistant because, you know, they're under so much pressure. And around me, I was watching people shouting at them, at the people who were checking people into flights. That people were shouting and crying, and it was kind of a bad situation. And in the back of my head, I'm saying, okay, now what kind of seeds are we planting here? And so as soon as I started to think about that, my friends and I started to talk with the guy who was on the phone trying to get us a flight back. And it was so amazing because he said, wait a minute, let me try something else. And then that would be another hour. And then he literally worked with us for about 3 hours, this one guy. I felt bad for all the people that were waiting in line. But he continued to work. And I thought, this is how we need to plant seeds. They're seeds of kindness. They're seeds of understanding, encouragement, whatever that might be. It's not just the action of throwing seeds. If you don't throw that seed like Jesus does, when he wants us to thrive. He's not just saying, okay, I'm going to toss the seed into these rocks and hope for the best. He wants us to be successful. And he's doing everything he can for us to be successful, wherever we might be, whatever kind of soil we might be. And then I started to wonder, okay, so in my own life, can I think of times when I wish somebody had thrown little seeds to me? Yes, of course. And then all the times that I actually did not do that for other people. We call those sins of omission. The things you might have been able to do to make a difference in somebody's life that you just didn't do. So anyway, next time you find yourself, it doesn't have to be an airport in a desperate situation. I mean, we were all on our phones. There were no, all the flights were sold out. Well, there, I don't know if I said this. Montreal on Thursday night had the first tornado they've ever had. Ever. So it threw the whole system into this kind of tailspin. And so all the flights were sold out, all the trains were sold out, all the rental cars were sold out. I got 3 seats on a Greyhound bus that would have left at 5 in the morning yesterday and got in at 9 o'clock last night. And my friend said, we're not getting on the bus. And we're not going to let you either. So, but then finally it worked out. And the guy sent us to Toronto. This was a leap of faith. He said, go to Toronto. I can get you as far as Charlotte. He said, I'll call you. I'll text you later. And at 2 in the morning, he sent a text. He was still working on it. His name's Richard. So say a prayer for Richard today. 2 in the morning, he sent a text and said, I worked it out. I can get you to Raleigh and then to Dulles. And so I made it back in time 15 minutes before baptism yesterday afternoon. So anyway, this is the message, I think, for us today. What kind of seeds am I planting in the situations where I find myself? What kind of seeds are being thrown to me? And am I nurturing them? Or am I helping others to grow where they are? To be able to recognize those gifts from God and to be able to say thank you and hope and know that God doesn't just throw it and then leave us alone, that he always helps us to accomplish what he wants for us in our lives.